Today we're talking LMFAO versus Rick Ross. Yanla Van Zant has some words for Kanye and new music from Kanye, Kid Cudi, and Fabulous. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
You gotta show him the muscle like this. Oh, there we go. Inside. Oh, death.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in the studio for Black Color Lives The Beat. I'm joining my favorite peoples in the world. We got Poppy Watts
in the building. I've been on hiatus. I'm excited to be back and see y'all beautiful
we
places,
miss
man.
You.
Right?
For sure.
Coming in fresh, you know.
Shut up.
She got the Rihanna.
No, I don't.
The Rihanna, what your name is, girl.
He's such an ass. What up, guys? I'm Queen. I'm in the building. You already know how it goes down.
You already know. Bitch, I'm searching for her. I had to look through her hair like, hey, girl.
I'm hiding today.
Is that what it is?
I should let this brow out, though. This brow is giving shows today, okay. Honey. That brow is on fleek. Tell me that brow ain't on fleek.
Eyebrows on fleek.
You see it.
All right. And you know, he's doing our social media for us, Mr. Carter. So hey, make sure you guys tweet us at BHL The Beat. He'll be interacting with y'all on there.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Y'all.
Why you don't have your headphones on, Mr. Carter?
What's good?
Girl, he running the Twitter world right now.
Oh, okay.
Rick Ross, LMFAO.
Yes.
So apparently, New Year's Eve 2013, some years ago,
yeah,
Rick Ross decided that LMFAO's, you know that song, Every Day
I'm
Shuffling. That song went freaking viral,
nuts.
Crazy. It was like everyone's wedding I go, DJs, that's the song. Rick Ross feels, you guys totally bit that off of Every Day
I'm
hustling.
They did.
Yeah.
It's a thin line, though.
It is a thin line, and there's a whole bunch of rules that I'm not getting into. You guys, we'll have to have a legal team come in for all this. But basically, Florida judge ruled that, look, the three-word phrase, at least for merchandising purposes, not enough to be copyright.
Yeah.
I would have to agree.
You do?
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, it's the same rhythm and cadence, but... If they get prosecuted for that, then you got to start prosecuting everybody for everything,
because
everybody's biting everything nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, but they made
stupid
millions
man.
Off of, because that's the part that people be waiting for. Everything. That's the part. Everything I'm shuffling. That's the part that everybody love, but it's a thin line because it's two different words. It's shuffling and hustling. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's still kind of the same way, but. I think
it's like the YOLO thing with Drake. It's like, okay, you create this word YOLO. Well, my YOLO don't mean your YOLO.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Shuffling and hustling. It's like almost like, well, I don't know if LMFAO offered it to Rick Ross to be on this track and do that part. And he was like, nah. Well, now he got that in their song. Because, I mean, when it comes down to it, I just looked at it like this. Say there was this vegan restaurant. This is so random. But I was just taking it. And it was Every Day I'm Chopping. And that's the title of their restaurant. No one's ever going to go after that vegan restaurant, but where would they have probably got that from? Every Day I'm Hustling.
Yeah.
Where did Every Day I'm Hustling? I'm sure that's from a gangster movie or something that he pulled that from. So I don't know. Now, where I could side with him is they literally, to the T, it's Every Day I'm Shuffling. It's like
his same tone.
The tone everything. And all that. So it's like maybe they're going to, they're still going to push forward and try. And they actually said it's going to be tougher for LMFAO to prove that they did not
take it. From
I can see it.
Take
yeah.
it from that.
It's still on. It's still they're still going through the trial with it though.
They're
right?
going through the trial, but there were apparently three claims, copyright claims, back in like 2010 that never went through or weren't supposed to go through. So there's like a whole. It's like the OJ case. It's like what? Why are all these like things happening? Mm-hmm.
Dang, 6 years later.
Yeah, that's when they start picking things
just
apart.
Just fucking get over it.
Yeah.
Why don't they just cut them a $50,000 check?
Just cut the man a check.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's.
Thank you very much. You know, this is not saying that we used your term, but I just want to give you some bread so that we can
since you're
shit
so
along.
Since hungry.
You're so right, here's $100,000 or here's $200,000 or $250,000, $250K. Thank you very much for inspiring us to say Every Day I'm Shuffling. Let's get the fuck out of court and keep it moving.
I don't see him down on fucking Venice Beach going to all the damn shops like, hey, Every Day I'm Hustling, that's mine. I wrote that.
Well, what about the girl who made up Fleek? so I'm eyes on Fleek, everything on Fleek. The girl who made Fleek, ain't no, her word is being used all over the place. Yeah, some young black girl made up Fleek. She should be going around because Christina Milian got on Fleek. Little Kim.
I don't know why. I mean, you're gonna say she got it like tatted on.
No. Nicki Minaj saying pretty on Fleek. Yeah. Like the girl could be going around saying, Nicki, you gotta pay me. Christina Milian, you have to pay me.
She might have to lawyer up.
This ain't a Beyonce Webster's bootylicious
situation. What happens is when you invent a word or end or a phrase, you should immediately get it trademarked.
For sure.
Period.
Mm-hmm. It's like music business 101.
Wise words from Queen. from another Queen, Miss Iyanla LaVanzant.
I love her.
She came out to say this about Kanye West.
Poor Kanye.
I see something there that represents an imbalance.
Yeah.
We've seen this before. We've watched it with Whitney. We've watched it with Michael Jackson. We've watched it with Phyllis Hyman. We watch this over and over, and we turn our face thinking, okay, somebody will deal with it. Yeah. No, we need to deal with it. But we can't deal with it unless he's willing. What does that say to you guys?
Well, man, I feel like Kanye West is just, and I got to be careful with my words, but I feel like he's just about attention. I feel like it's all geared around attention to sell his products. Because it's like, even with the Taylor thing, why would you do that? You know what I mean? It's like, for attention. I don't want everybody talking about her. I want them talking about me. A lot of the stuff he does is just like attention-based antics.
Did you wake up this morning and see the Deadmau5 thing?
No. Why?
He's going in on Deadmau5 talking about, how do you spell this motherfucker's name? Deadmau5? He's like, all he brought to the title is then he put like three mouse ears. He was like, will you do my daughter's birthday party? Can you wear the mini mouse ears? And like going in on Deadmau5 right now.
I think Kanye's a Gemini like me. We're emotional beings, right? I think a lot of it is for attention. I think Kanye knows how to create an uproar so that people can literally focus on him. It's unfortunate how he does it, but he knows exactly what he's doing. Mm. By ranting. When the last time Kanye had a rant, though? Other than what's been going on lately. He has not had a rant in years. Kanye has not ranted in years. He's been raising North. Think about it. Kanye hasn't had a rant in years.
Girl, he was just going off on SNL the other day. My
phone
just
went. What I said, recent.
That was last week.
Recently,
within the week.
I'm talking about before that happened. Kanye hasn't had a rant in years. Think about it. With North, he hasn't ranted. He hasn't had a rant since, how old is North? 3. Mm. He hasn't had a rant in 3 years.
Yeah, but he's been going off lately, huh?
He's been punching the paparazzi.
He's
been
one of going ham.
Not since his daughter was born. Think about that.
I don't know. He just
started ranting once it came out with this Pablo album.
Yeah, I know
album.
What you're saying. Yeah.
That's when he started throwing
with the Wiz thing. That's when it kind of all cracked off.
Yeah, the Wiz.
And now
and
he's
all
back
that.
In it.
Yeah.
It's like going at Wiz. I just think it's kind of like, it's kind of corny. It's kind of redundant. Yeah. Like, I know that that's what's brought him relevancy in the past, but he's got to switch
it up,
man.
But did it, though? I mean, really, on it. Like, when Kanye first came out, was he coming at celebrities like this? And I thought it was more music. I mean, for me, it was more music heavy that I was paying attention to Kanye. So it's like, you know, okay, you're making fun of Deadmau5 right now. Like, why? Do you want him on your album? And he said no or something. Like, and that's why you're mad and you're just coming out. For me, it's an Azalea Banks problem. It's like, I don't even care what you're arguing. I don't even care what you're arguing about at this point. Now that I read the Deadmau5 thing, I honestly have unfollowed Kanye West at this point because I don't care. Because whatever you're talking about probably is nothing. It's probably just as relevant as Kylie barking about her lip plumper that she's trying to sell.
But my question is this, though, right? Because For the Life of Pablo, or whatever the album is called, hasn't done well. You dumbass, because you only put it on Tidal.
And now he's putting a distaste in people.
And now he's, no, it's not even that, because people going to love Kanye whether he's good or bad. People are going to love the man. He has hardcore fans, like people talking about Beyonce and all her formation shit. Guess what? Her people, the people who are her honeybees or whatever,
are going to buy that.
They
everything.
Are still going to buy everything that she does. Mm-hmm. Kanye, the question is this. Is Kanye pissed because of his loyalty to Jay-Z and Tidal? Because he really haven't moved any units? Because you're not strong enough to make us go over there and pay $19.99 a month? We're not trying to do it.
People just don't got it. You know?
People just don't got it. And now he's about to drop another album called Something's in December or when?
In the summer.
In the summertime.
TurboGrafx-16.
TurboGrafx-16 is about to drop a whole nother album. Now, I bet you that'll be free to the world to purchase. Maybe. So,
because he's doing it with Kid Cudi and who is the other one? He's with three people on
and
that.
Is not saying anything about being dedicated to Tidal only. So he the same way they did Rihanna when Rihanna first came out and they realized that Rihanna was not doing well on her first that first look and they switched mad fast, cut her hair and dropped a whole nother album probably like a few months later, and then that's when we started liking Rihanna.
So question for you guys with the Rihanna thing, I've been wondering, because obviously her camp has been, it's just been weird. But I've been thinking about the Rihanna thing, and I'm wondering if Tidal is low-key not helping Rihanna with promotion right now because she did the deal with Samsung. Because doing the deal with Samsung screws over Tidal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna versus Kanye West, to me, the bigger launch, album launch, is Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
I would, in a hypothetical world, sign up for $20 to purchase the Rihanna CD. I can see more people doing that versus a Kanye West album in 2016.
I agree. At this point in time, Rihanna probably is the bigger sale. And yeah, it's business, man. At the end of the day, it's like a lot of these artists are revolving around these companies. You know what I'm saying? They're pawns to the companies. So it's like it's going to make more sense for Tidal to push a Kanye West because Rihanna did do that deal. But it's just business, man. It's like, I don't know, man. It's hard to really see through a lot of the smoke and mirrors of this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just because it is business. Like, what's Kanye's real motive? Like, from a psychological standpoint, you start to just watch him like, dude, why are you doing all this? You know what I'm saying?
How do you sleep at the end of the night?
Yeah, I honestly don't think that Rihanna thing, though. You know why? Because Rihanna album is a bit... Is it available to everybody or is it Tidal only?
It's everywhere now.
But it wasn't.
But how are the units moving? You talking about the loyalty with Rihanna
thing. Well, it's starting to move now, though.
Oh, right. Okay, because before, what, she sold 1,000 pieces?
Yeah, true.
Even though Samsung paid her $25 million. Samsung paid her $25 million, but you only sold 1,000 pieces. So where is the loyalty? Where is the loyalty to Rihanna? You talking about, because the Tidal thing, but no one still fell into the Tidal trap.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying, because with Rihanna, it was just like, okay, do I get it on Samsung? Do I get it on Tidal? Do
no,
I get
but
it here?
There's still millions of other people who want the album.
People are tired of it. I think they're done, and that's why it's like, well, bitch, I'm going to pirate it for free, or I'm going to find a website that's going to give it to me, or you know what? I'm just going to not even get it.
Some
of it might be the marketing too, man, because you know how they're just putting these albums out without any real, like, I'm just now starting to really hear work, and all these records start to work. Like, so everyone's going with like Beyonce's formula, but it's like maybe they should pull it back and think about some more creative marketing strategies, you know what I mean, and ways to attack it.
And did you hear about Tidal firing the CFO and the COO from Tidal because of the they did something with the
people didn't get
the streaming, something's happening with the streaming, so they fired those people, or something happened where the people who are a part of Tidal, they're not happy.
I thought it was something with royalties.
I was reading also with the streaming, they're having an issue with the streaming because it's supposed to be what is it called? It's supposed to have no glitches or anything like that. People are having issues with that.
Mm. Well, again, that's why I didn't continue to pay for the $20. I didn't see no difference here, no difference.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the Oscars thing, though, so Kylie Jenner went to trademark her name, Kylie. And I don't know if you guys remember, but Miss Kylie Minogue was like, oh, no, boo-boo. I understand you little millennials think you're the only Kylie, but check my record sales.
Right. She's dope.
You're the queen of American television. I'm the queen, Kylie, okay? No. So please understand who I am. Kylie tried to get the name copyrighted. Kylie Minogue was like, please stop. That's not happening. I'm Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry, Kylie. No.
But why would she even try? You know why?
It makes sense.
No, it's for her lipstick line. She's trying to trademark her company's name, which happens to just be Kylie. What she should trademark is Kylie K and change her shit to Kylie K.
But she's not Kylie K.
Who else is
Kylie J.
Mm. Oh, well, she could still, but Kylie K could still be the name of her company, even though she's Kylie J.
It should be Kylie Lips, Kylie Eyes, whatever you fucking selling, bitch, Kylie that.
No.
Oh shit.
Nikki wanna work.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah. Yo, we just had like an X-Files just happen, like Independence Day.
My ears are killing me. Did you kick something?
Yeah, my nuts, sorry.
Oh my god.
Sorry, right, about we got that fix right there. Sorry, Glad your ears blown
but
up.
But she's trying to market her company. So that's why she's trying to trademark her company so that no one else can come out and do Kylie lipsticks and stuff like that. But she needs to trademark, because I've trademarked.
It makes sense to protect your brand.
Protect your brand.
Yeah, protect what you're doing.
So that's why she was trying to do Kylie. She wasn't trying to do it on no other shit. I respect her for her work ethic and for her business savviness. Of course, her mom probably had something to do with it, but you need to make it Kylie K. Kylie K Cosmetics.
Yeah.
Damn, I think I need to trade that.
Kylie J, bitch.
Kylie J Cosmetics, Kylie K Cosmetics.
All right, so sorry for that, girl. But anyway, so did you guys watch the Oscars?
Bits and pieces.
That was pretty much everyone else's reaction. I saw it. I mean, as much as I can always stay awake, the Oscars are like my worst. Like, I can't with the Oscars.
Yeah.
The Oscars.
I'd rather the Emmys over the Oscars any day.
All the shit, I can't. I just can't. I just need musical performances. But before we get into all that, Sam Smith performed, right? And some tea was he went up, he won the award for best song or whatever. And as he did that, he said, "I think I'm the first openly gay person to ever win an Oscar. And if so, congratulations." Well, the shade came from, it was the couch headset. So it's your headset. So let's get that on the wall. For some reason, your headset's picking something up. Sorry, guys. We're live, and you know we want you guys to really feel like you're in the studio.
I hope they felt it, because I felt the shit.
All right, so basically, after the awards show, I wish I could remember his name. He directed the movie Milk with Sean Penn. He's openly gay, and apparently he's dating.
Sean Penn is gay?
No. The guy something black
from Milk is gay.
The dude who directed it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Is gay, and he's dating the swim star Tom Daly, who's openly gay. Well, so apparently Sam Smith does his speech. This guy hits Sam Smith's up on Twitter, and he was like, "Actually, you weren't the first openly gay male. This is my name. Since you didn't know, you were texting my boyfriend. Can you please stop texting my boyfriend's phone?"
Oh.
Jay Watson, everyone's got Jacob sympathy on that one.
That's the real
He tweeted him with his Oscar speech.
Yeah.
Like, here's my Oscar speech from years ago when I was the first openly gay male. And stopped texting my boyfriend.
Oh, thanks. My gosh.
I mean, I don't blame him because his boyfriend's Aaron.
The shade that has been going on these days.
And,
and then even more shade than that. So Chris Rock did his opening speech.
Yeah.
God.
What did you didn't like it?
No, I just heard that it was a lot of buffoonery going on with this whole situation. I don't know how to feel about. I heard that
you
he
heard
was,
it or you saw it.
I saw it. I didn't like it.
I didn't get into it because I couldn't. After the Stacey Dash thing.
Oh, what?
After the Stacey Dash, I want to be there. I can't wait to be there for my people. Happy Black History Month. The crickets
like,
that was
the
in
Xanax
that room.
That you was heard, floating through her
you
body.
You heard this, like. One or two people trying to clap. How uncomfortable was that?
Yeah.
How rude were the Oscars for letting that happen?
Yep. Right, exactly.
That was the rudest thing.
And plus, what we about to discuss, I think, was a fucking smack in the face to us as well.
I feel like Chris Rock's thing was definitely a smack in the face for him to like make jokes towards like Jada and Will, and people were trying to bring attention to a very, you know, important point. You know what I mean? He tried to make it didn't go over well.
Yeah,
it could have been done a lot more tastefully. But I don't knock Chris Rock at all. I mean, I support Chris Rock. It's just like I feel like it could have been done in better taste. You know what I mean?
But,
it's a very sensitive.
But the question is,
sensitive
was he,
issue.
Right. But the question is, was he being a jigaboo, or was he really trying to be sarcastic with his shit on purpose?
See, I think the whole tone of the show was clearly themed Oscars So Black. Like, that was the theme. They went into this. We're not going to allow it to be Oscars So White, so we're going to make sure that the messaging gets through the programming. Mm-hmm. This is what the president of the Oscars is saying. With Chris Rock's speech, the people that were offended by his speech afterwards, I was like, I don't think Chris Rock really went in on y'all motherfucker. Like, right. I don't think he really gave the Academy their ass. Yeah. I think it was more of like, look, we're fucking grown people. Right. Here's the facts. And do you feel stupid? Because you should. Mm-hmm. To me, that's what I took from it. With the Jada Smith thing, I think it was the same thing. It was done in a way that is really like, okay, girl, you're going to complain the year your man's not nominated, but for 80 years, ain't heard a peep. You've been at every other Oscar. You've been doing all this.
Yeah, true.
So what he's saying is, you want me to boycott it? Bitch, they ain't asking you to come here. They ain't asking you to host the show. They're asking me.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to come up here, and I'm not going to say no and give them what they fucking want. So then they can have Ellen up here and Ellen's going to be dancing? No, mm-hmm. We're going to sit up here and I'm going to fucking tell you guys, do you feel stupid? Yep, I got Whoopi Goldberg in the back making fun of black people, showing you guys how fucking dumb it looks.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, that was the powerful moment. But it didn't really, for me, carry through the whole show. It got washed away with the Leo thing. I would have really loved for Leo to have kind of spoken a little bit of it versus, you know what I mean? Like, I get it, like...
That's his moment.
What is the fucking... He talking about the world and the fucking clouds and shit.
You want to know my honest opinion about that? But my honest opinion about that whole Leo winning the Oscar, I don't believe that that was an award that... I don't think that they gave it to him from the bottom of their heart. I think they gave it to him because they're tired of people every year saying, give Leo a fucking award. Give Leo an award. Give Leo an award.
I've never said that.
Shut up.
To me, if he was going to win an award, it should have been Titanic, been done with. Yeah, and then, because what has he done since Titanic?
Nah,
that we've been, although Django, I actually fuck with him on Django. That was...
He got his
Wolf
whole
of Wall
hand.
Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
The movie was good, but like...
I'm very... That's my G.
I love Leonardo. Anything he's in, I watch.
That's my G, man.
I just feel like yes, he should have won it for the Titanic, but this is a good movie that he won it for. The one where he's playing the guy who's in the mountains or whatever. Mm. So, you know, he's an amazing actor. He should have been already, what is it called? They should have already acknowledged his talent
a long time ago.
But
for sure,
I guess
sure.
better late than never, even though I feel it was I think it was just like, yo, let's just give all this black shit going on.
Let's give Leo
an award so people can be happy with that.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like a genuine award, son of a bitches.
I think the message will be received, though. I bet next year, though, they'll definitely have
some
diversity.
Mm-hmm. I want to see if they need it. Yeah. Otherwise, then it's like, okay, now at this point, boycott the fucking Oscars.
Y'all have Trump in your ear.
But the whole point of it was that Chris Rock came out to Public Enemy's Fight the Power. The orchestra had played it. And, well, the group was not too happy
about it. Didn't they end the show with it?
They started it, and Chris came out to it, and then they ended it with it.
That was such a sarcastic hit, man.
So, well, you know, Public Enemy's upset. They said that basically they're just, you know, using this. He said the show can't claim the blackness of Public Enemy's message. The guy who in the orchestra, who the conductor, basically came out to say, well, you know, we were working with Chris, you know, and we were working with him as far as like what we wanted the theme of the show. With everything happening, we changed the theme of the show. We really wanted it to have the strong message behind Chris, and so that's why that song was chosen.
That was sarcasm.
But Public Enemy said that they had no right to use it, and they said, well, unfortunately Universal Music gave us the right and not your ass. So
Universal owns
Fight that power first.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Universal owns their
That's the music
thing.
Business, man.
Yeah.
And that's the industry.
That's it right there. That's it right there.
Unfortunately, you should have fought the power a few years ago to make sure you kept that, so that way you couldn't use that. But anyways, moving on from that, let's talk about some new mixtapes. Kanye West, like you said, is working with Kid Cudi right now on album number 8, which he's calling an album, not a mixtape. He's saying it is an album.
Okay.
TurboGrafx-16, which is a salute to an old school video game console.
Yeah, he said that was his favorite game. His favorite game was, I forgot, it's probably... I forgot the name of the deal.
Galactica or something?
Galactic something, but I forgot the name that he
him
said.
And, I mean, I'm a huge Kid Cudi fan, so like the two of them together can
that's
only
gonna be amazing.
Magic, so
that'll be dope. I think with all this going on, man, if Kanye gets back in his bag musically and gives the world something dope, it was all worth it.
And I feel like Kid Cudi can actually get him back into that Kanye that we miss and love.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram, Fabulous posted a picture with Jadakiss talking about their releasing
Galaga.
That's a great game. I used to play it on the
Atari. Me too.
That one and my mom used to have this like hamburger thing. You have to like make
and
it.
I used to play
Donkey Kong.
Grand Prix. Oh.
That's the throwback.
Oh my God, I'm showing my age. Okay,
Jadakiss and Fabulous, they're coming out with a mixtape called Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh, that'll be
two
dope.
New York heads.
Two New York.
Old school.
With mad bars.
I'm crazy. Excited.
That's going to be sick.
I'm going to be serious.
And then we got K-Camp, who came out, who said he's trying to do an EP with Wiz Khalifa, who said he's down, but right now he's working with 2 Chainz on something. But he said that he's really excited that Taylor and that Slum is going to be crazy. Wiz says he's with it, but I also feel like I should be bigger than what I am. He said, I got a lot of stuff going on the inside. I have some switch arounds that I had to switch around and reconstruct myself. So now it's time to really make some shit happen.
That's right.
I love K-Camp. I think that they're, you know, that whole...
That'll be a good combination as well.
Right?
K-Camp is dope. And I feel what he's saying, man. Like, as far as like being a crossover or critically acclaimed artist, he doesn't get a lot of the props that he deserves for some of the hits yet.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He's got some big records. And I think it's hard to buy in there some artists, though. Like, Wiz Khalifa, you know who he is, you know what I'm saying? He's the weed, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The tats, like, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, like, he's just chill. You could kind of feel his vibe through the music. I feel like K-Camp has to, like, create his lane more.
Yep.
And agree.
People will
because
buy into him more.
What is a K-Camp
saying?
Song?
It ain't none to cut that jump.
Oh, I like
Comfortable,
K-Camp.
That Comfortable record. That one's dope.
Who's Comfortable?
Maybe Just Be Comfortable or whatever.
She'd have to probably.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
All right, well, let's talk about some new music. Because, see, we have to have it right in front of her.
Who sing this? Girl, your bass too hot. You need to
Cudi. OT, that's the G.
Bitch, why did you have to start it like, who does it?
You need to Cudi. She's trying to capture the essence.
I was trying to get it.
Maybe I missed you. Was catching that. That was the essence.
All
right. So I was doing some YouTubing, and I want to play this girl. So this song is very different than the other stuff on her channel. Definitely recommend her. She's kind of like, remember we played that big girl? She was a rapper.
Yes.
Miss
Independent.
Yeah.
That's the song.
She kind of reminds me of that. Not with this song, but okay. She's actually a dope, fast rapper. But this is her latest single. Her name is Lizzo. The song is called Human.
My lips are tired, trying to blow. To give them warmth, it's not enough when all alone. Cannot suffice, it simply can't. I've done the math, but in due time, there is no chance for love.
Hey.
Boom, Lizzo, Humanize.
Okay.
She's without giving her all that, when you watch her stuff, there's an essence of Missy Elliott.
You
with
was
her.
High.
Yes, I was.
Boy, you way too high. You need to come in. You were high watching that.
I was high watching that.
I think it's very unique.
I'm trying to think if it wasn't. I don't think it was.
I think she can definitely make it in Europe. I think she's
can,
a star
wait,
in European.
Watch her other. This is nothing like what she does. All
I
her
like,
other videos. This is different. I like this. This could pop her over
it's very
internationally.
It's very trippy.
I like it.
But video-wise, she's very like Missy Elliott, crazy, like the big girl, and like she'll have like one bang here and the other one's down here.
She's unique.
And like can spit like that.
Oh, she can rap?
Oh, yeah. Check her out, Lizzo, L-I-Z-Z-O. Her YouTube channel's popping. All right, next. My phone's dead, so I can't give you a shout-out, but last week we had a fan in the comments. She said she loved the show, so shout-out to you. But she wanted us to kind of experience some new sound. So I checked it out. The producer is Ralph Gum, featuring Monique Bingham, and the song is called The Pap. Let's take a look. Ralph Gum featuring Monique Bingham, The Pap. And I was shout out to Miss Club 77 for putting us onto that. And also shout out to Penelope Parfait. We didn't play his video today, Kyle Dion Painting Sounds. I'm going to check him out and we can hopefully pull something from next week. But shout out to Miss Club 77. What do you guys think of Monique Brown?
I think that reminds me of New York.
Yep. Like old, like early school, 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Early 90s, early 2000s, definitely the 90s. Because that's when we used to do the club dancing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's freestyle house music. That's what that definitely reminds me of. It gives me the feel of New York.
Yeah, it's a vibe that's definitely been missing in the game.
Yeah.
Like the game needs all that. Mm-hmm. It needs a lot of the older stuff back, and it needs just more creative sounds instead of hearing the same shit all day.
I wonder what her.
I'm pretty sure this is overseas.
But I wanted to know like what made her do it like cooking. Like what was the concept behind the kitchen and cooking while she's, you know, singing or whatever. What was the concept? So, Miss Club 77, if you have an idea of what the concept behind her music video is, leave it at the bottom of YouTube. Yes. And we will definitely talk about it next week.
And let us know what you guys think of that. We're always looking for new sounds and new people, so definitely share with us.
Share with us.
So that way we can put it on up here. I like the sound, and it, like you said, we're missing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, how dope would that be? Imagine taking that beat, her, which brings you to that nostalgic 90s,
mm-hmm.
and then putting Amigos on the beat, or putting somebody mixing. Yeah. That's how, to me, you can bring R&B back by fusing hip-hop into that freestyle house sound, because everyone's loving house and freestyle right now. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves hip-hop. All you gotta do is plug in that R&B.
Yep.
But are they gonna be able to ride that old school sound, that old school
Okay, maybe not Migos, but I mean, Migos, someone
how
can.
How you ride that? How about the hero? Holla? He ain't even gonna know what to do. That needs somebody who got some bars, who can flow on that shit. Like,
I could actually low-key see Kanye on something.
I don't know. I wanna definitely view this video.
We're gonna check her out. Monique Brown. All right. So
my baby mama.
Yep, and I had to play this because I know Queen's gonna die at this video.
I love her so much.
And I love this song sampling Poison. Here's Teyana Taylor, Undercover.
That bitch snapped back like a rubber band.
Okay.
Jesus.
Like, you had a what? A baby?
She don't even look like she had no goddamn baby.
Let's take a look.
cool about us. Oh, if she only knew, then it would be over and we would be closer.
Hey, Tiana Taylor, Undercover. Y'all loving that one, huh?
Yeah, it's hot.
It is so. You know what? You know what's crazy? The crazy shit is people are yearning for that 90s feel.
Yep, that's, you see that.
That is so 90s. If you follow her on Instagram, they're always going to an 80s party or a 90s party. Her and her boyfriend or whatever, they always doing that. But this took me back from me growing up, because I used to wear my hair like that. I used to dance like that. That took me back. I like it. I think it was unique. I love her. It doesn't matter. She can't do no wrong in my eyes any fucking way.
We're at that point in time where like 90s is like vintage. And
yeah.
It's cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, we came up and...
Yeah.
But to the kids, that shit's like cool. It's like throwback. They're like, ooh, some good old school.
But everybody's still listening to 90s music.
And mixing it into their shit.
It's timeless. Yeah. And mixing it into their shit.
But in the 90s, they were mixing the 80s and
no, we weren't
really.
No, think about it.
I mean, when Lil Wayne came out and was like dropping those maybe it was 2000,
early 2000s,
yeah, early 2000s.
And started like dropping the mixtapes, it was like he was sampling Hard,
yeah,
like
Kanye and all of them
the
guys.
80s. So it's just almost like two decades, and then the last one's cool.
Back, yeah.
All right, so I didn't put this down on there, but I had to. Because the inner gay boy in me had to be satisfied. But Fifth Harmony.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of these girls. I don't care how pop or whatever anyone thinks they are. I think that they are doing it right now. They dropped this song with called Work, and it's with Ty Dolla $ign, who is one of the like low-key most underrated artists in the industry. I
Shout out
have
Ty.
Like a love-hate relationship with him. Like some of the stuff he does, I'm obsessed with. Some of it I'm like, but
he's creative.
He's making
fuck,
all the coin.
Yeah.
Oh, he deserves
it. And all the songs.
He's what we call. He's somebody who can go in the studio and write the record, produce the record, and sing it. So he's a one-stop shop.
Literally.
And like you always gotta take your hat off to that, because it's you're doing it on all levels, man.
Yeah, he's
so
the one that do. Wanna be saved?
Yeah. Okay.
That's
saved.
Not my shit. All right. So the song is called Work. It's a very simple video, but the girls look amazing. The video concept is simple, but it's dope. I haven't seen it before, and as well as the production goes, I'm just floored by it. So go ahead, Fifth Harmony, Work. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacate, turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody, I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us, ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on. You gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work. And my body do the work. We can work tomorrow. Oh, oh, oh. We can work. Boom. Fifth Harmony, Work. I love these girls because they were put together by Simon Cowell on X Factor. And all the girls have an understanding of, we all are going to have our own solo careers, but we're doing this right now. And the fact that you can get, who at the time, all these girls were underage, girls to understand that mentality, to be able to work together, five totally different personalities who were gunning for a spot for themselves, end up having to work together, and are doing it better than half of the girl groups in the past.
Didn't Diddy do that though?
But these girls understand. The thing is why I can appreciate them is with Danny DeCane, where you're getting all the drama and the tea. If you sit down and hear any interview with these girls, they are supporting each other, telling the other one, go out and do this song with Zayn. Go out and do this song with this one. That's only going to make the group bigger. Where they said, we're not going to be here forever as Fifth Harmony, but let's do what we can. Help ourselves boost this career.
And then we'll separate our own ways.
It's just...
Because it's hard sometimes being in groups, man. I know from being in a group.
Yeah,
I was in a group too.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's a lot of ego. It's a lot that goes into it. You're dealing with a lot of personalities, different visions. So, yeah, you got to take your hats off to somebody who can do it correctly.
How are they doing in America?
For sure.
Very well. I mean, their songs, there'll be at times where they have like two or three songs in the top 10.
Really?
15 million views. This video just came out.
Wow.
So they're doing really good. I saw them at the Wango Tango last year. Awesome performers. Like, it's just they're what the Pussycat Dolls should have done. Yeah. To me.
Well, the Pussycat Dolls was gigantic.
It was gigantic, but it was more, to me, the Pussycat Dolls were bigger as the stage show Pussycat Dolls, and that's what gave them the fame. Whereas, like, I love the Pussycat Dolls, and marketing-wise, they could have done something great, but they didn't do what the Spice Girls did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Spice Girls, to me, give you this, where mm-hmm. you can relate to at least one girl in there, but yeah. they all are, I feel like they're all friends. I never felt like the Pussycat. I felt like, oh, this bitch going in the front, and I know my over here, and I gotta put my right arm out at this time when she sing that note, because I ain't got a note. My microphone ain't even on. You know what I mean? These bitches all get like a little piece of it. I'm sorry if I sound like an overly fan, but I just really have grown to like these girls. Mostly because it's just I don't think that there are young girls out there who see women working together like this.
That's true.
I'm interested to see how they end. Hopefully it all works out for them, you know what I'm saying? A lot mm-hmm. of times with groups, it's like a plane with no wheels.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's all good when you're in the air, but when that shit come down,
it crashes.
Mother.
Trust me.
You know what I'm saying?
God is good, though.
So, yeah.
Wait, so I want to know a little bit before we wrap up. Mm-hmm. Let me hear a little bit about you guys' group stories. Because I knew you was in a group.
Yeah.
You work?
Yeah,
sounds sick. Nah, man. I mean, like, I feel like the group was a great platform. I was in a group with a lot of talented individuals. Krishan, who wrote Wrist, as well as 2AM, other records. Great singer,
very talented.
Yeah, rapper.
Okay.
As well as K-City and Roy Starr. All great individual talents. Each of them, all still doing music, and you know, I wish the best for them, and we'll probably get together and do something in the future.
We're gonna have to have a reunion.
Yeah, we're gonna have to put that together for sure. Yeah,
shit, but I was in a group called Dej, and our manager was Harf Pierre from Bad Boy Entertainment.
I remember.
We in Biggie's video and everything, but we did really, really good. But I put the group together in high school. I worked really, really hard on that group, but two of the girls couldn't get along. One of them is an amazing, amazing, amazing singer and amazing writer. So we was like, well, fuck it. Let's just sing the song she write, because the harmonies was always on point. But the other one was very jealous and upset about the situation. We went to RCA. Harv was trying to get us a deal with RCA. This is when Harv left Bad Boy. He went over to RCA for a short time. Tried to get us a deal with RCA. That day when we walked out of RCA, Trisha, I don't want to call her name out, but she was like, I don't want to be in the group anymore.
Oop.
Because she wanted to do her own thing. But see, let me tell you how God works. See, nah, for real, because my life is a representation of what it is. You understand what I'm saying?
It's the real.
I worked really hard. I'm the one who got us to see Bad Boy Entertainment, because I was dating someone who was in the music industry who took me to all of these views. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point of the matter is I'm here. And yeah. God is good.
And looking for tea, like.
And I can't. No, yeah, but they right. No, but I love them. They doing their own thing. My friend T, she sings background with Tweet. You know, mm-hmm. I helped. I had a hand in that as well. But she sings background with Tweet, because I.
Which shout out to Tweet on the new album.
Yeah, shout out to Tweet. And my other girl, she's doing nails, doing amazing. I don't know if she's still singing, sure. But God is good. Everybody has their paths in life. There's no shade, no hate. No shade, no hate, bitches. If y'all watching, y'all know it's no shade, no hate.
Never.
You know,
shout out to my group members too,
right,
man.
We've been Roy friends Star, for over 20-something years.
Krishan.
Right.
Like, I was never in a group because sure. I don't do that. I'm a solo singer, solo performer. I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up everywhere at BHL The Beat across all social media platforms. If you guys have new artists, just tweet one of us. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah,
leave it on our Instagram. Tag us on Instagram. That's uh-huh. how actually we've been finding a lot of artists, is that you guys just are tagging us on Instagram. They be sending it to me and we writing it down. So just let us know who you guys want to hear from. If you find somebody dope on YouTube, because bitch, I'd be tired. I'd be like searching and shit, like I can't. So I need some help. But if you guys also want to hit me up, you guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J, and also check out jessejanity.com. Mm.
Ooh, and you can follow me at Poppy Watts, P-A-P-I Watts. WATTS on all social media. Pull up on the kids.
And you can follow me, as you know, yep. on Snapchat and on Instagram at Queen Wink, and on Twitter at Queen Live. And please follow us on BHL I forgot what I was about to say, but it's all good. Fuck it.
And this is just random because I don't know why I got a tweet right before the show too. That Rick Ross is going to be at Playhouse on Thursday since we talked about him.
So is our promoter going?
Nah, we're doing Fetty Wap at Le Jardin. So definitely come to the Fetty Wap after party
on Thursday.
And do not go to. Nah, I ain't gonna do that to y'all
on Thursday.
On Thursday,
which
yeah.
I mean, Fetty Wap 2016, hustling. They 2007.
Yeah, so
so we'll be with Fetty Wap. Where are we being with them?
We're gonna be at Fetty Wap at Le Jardin in Hollywood.
Jardin. Boom! Make sure you guys check that out, Mr. Carter.
Yes, sir. Y'all can follow me at MISTRCARTR on all social media.
MISTRCARTER everywhere. Yeah. Make sure you guys check us out. Till next week. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.